Boss, ain't you going to bed?
Not right now.
Ain't you planning on going to bed in the near future?
No.
You ever going to bed?
No.
Well, I ain't sleepy either.
Good, then have a drink.
You're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
To the death, I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Very interesting,
but not half as much fun as a May Wine Festival. Especially when May brings the bottle.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that adorable, cute, squishy little grape. And I don't know about you, it's something about this time of year. I always feel like I'm in a never-never land. It's just an odd time of year. You get towards the end of dreadfully hot summers or dreadfully wet summers, and you're looking ahead and you're thinking about blue jeans and bonfires and Halloween, and then you realize you still have 6 more weeks of scorching heat or summer or everything else to get through. So even though I know that we are officially into the dog days of summer now, these days just make me dog tired. I can never figure out whether I'm coming or going this time of year. So I decided that that was going to be the theme for today's show. It's just an odd kind of day. It's an odd kind of time of year because you don't really honestly know what to prepare for or to expect. Let's face facts, you've got kids back in school. You got a lot of unhappy kids back in school. You've got all the school buses on the highways with all the traffic. Just basically encouraging all of us, the way I look at it, to drink more wine by the time we get home.
Yeah.
So, and Kent, I know that you have been...
You're just full of sunshine today, aren't you?
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just in an odd place. Now, let's face facts. Yeah. I have come in and done these shows when I have been in foul moods or been irritated or been fired up. But today was one of those days that... For our listeners that listen to the show on a regular basis, you have probably picked up on the fact that I tend to be a little bit obsessive compulsive. I'm a little bit neat. I'm a little bit organized. I have my systems, and I'm happy about them. Thank you for throwing your 2 cents worth in. But because of that, I have a list of things I have to get done. Now, it could be random things on the list, as simple as sending out an RSVP to a party, as simple as recording a bumper for another show, but it's on the list. That means that to get it done, I have to put an X by it, and only once I put an X by it can I take it off my mind. I have gotten no X's today, and that has just put me in a spot where I'm just a little bit...
Drives you nuts,
doesn't it? It does. I'm a little bit lost. So as I sit here and I do the crush, at least I know that I have to admit it to our listeners, you are not the only one that's ever done this. I literally put tape crush on my list of things to do. So I knew that I would get one X on my list for today.
So. You just need to wake up. You need something to invigorate you, to energize you a little bit. You just need that.
Yes, that was all last week, Kent.
Oh, okay.
That is probably why I have my list that is like 48 things long to do. So having said that, since I'm feeling a little bit odd and a little bit out of sorts, I have the perfect wine recommendations. Now, both the wine recommendations I picked, I will say this, I love the wines. I've always been a fan of both the wines I'm going to recommend. But just the situations, how the wines were created, how they came about, or the vineyards behind them just seem perfect. Here, let me explain this to you. My first recommendation for the week is going to be Bellini Pinot Grigio. Now, Pinot Grigios are not something I usually recommend. It's not something you're going to hear me bring up, simply because being a Chardonnay drinker, I like a heavier style white wine. I like something with a little more body to it. And even though Pinot Grigios have their place, especially when it's 110 degrees, there's nothing better than an icy cold glass. This one is unique. Bellini Pinot Grigio is out of Trentino. And it is created by the Empson family. Now, Neil Empson, his grandfather, was the man who planted the very first vineyards in Marlborough, New Zealand in 1852. So this is where Neil grew up. He grew up in Marlborough. He grew up in New Zealand. And as he came up through the ranks and did his time making wine down in New Zealand. He went off to college and met a lovely Italian woman. And they got together and decided they were going to find their great passion, their great love. So in 1982, they created Bellini. And Bellini is a winery in Italy. It's making Chardonnay. It's making Merlot, Pinot Grigio, a couple other odds and ends. But when you think about it and put all this together, let me get this straight. It's a winery that started in 1982, not 1882, not 1782, not 1682. It's something that's actually created this century. Two, it's created by a man who made his life out of making New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc from the man who founded winemaking in New Zealand. So you've already got an interesting paradigm going on there. Throw into it the Pinot Grigio. As I was saying, Pinot Grigios tend to be a little bit light for me. But this one is the one you can mess with your friends in a blind tasting. Bellini Pinot Grigio, it has minerality to it. It has pear in it. It's got a great dense body to it. It is truly a food Pinot Grigio. Whereas a lot of times we see Pinot Grigios as aperitif, we're going to have them outside with a couple nuts and a couple cheeses and just relax. This one can stand up to just about anything you want to do with it. What's interesting is they do make it a little bit different than most Pinot Grigios are made. It is aged stainless, but it does spend 5 to 6 months on the lees and on the skins with some batonnage in there. So Bellini Pinot Grigio, it comes from a little bit of a diverse kind of melting pot background, but what comes out of it is absolutely remarkable. For those of you who say you will not drink a Pinot Grigio, try this one. I think you'll be impressed. I think you'll really enjoy it. Even from the color in the glass, you can tell there's a little more substance to it. So there's your white wine recommendation. You have to figure it out. A new Italian winery created by an old New Zealander who founded the vineyards in Marlborough. See, you knew it was going to be an interesting dichotomy before it even came out. Now, for a red wine recommendation, this winery just appeals to me in so many different sources, and it always has. In fact, I think we had the used-to-be priority, but easy for me to say today. We had the old proprietors for this winery on the show in the past. Now, I say old because this is the reason that I'm bringing this wine up again. Landmark Vineyards. Mike Calhoun, we've had them on the show. We always love Landmark, especially when you consider that she is the great-great-granddaughter of John Deere. So you got to love a winery that a tractor built, literally. So I appreciate that. Well,
you mean the John Deere?
The John Deere.
Okay.
I'm shocked. I have to admit, somewhere in the back of my head, Landmark labels are absolutely beautiful. They're very, very elegant. But somewhere on there, I just want to see some John Deere green, man.
Yeah.
I just do, whether it's in the capsule, whether it's around a banding, just somewhere a hat's off to it. But Landmark was recently sold. So I'm going to recommend a wine that was created by a tractor who is now owned by a water company. Fiji Water has purchased Landmark Vineyards along with Justin. And so you put these two together, and it just really is kind of confusing. You think a water company owns two great wineries. I guess we are truly turning water into wine. Maybe miracles will never cease. Anyway, enough of my puns. The wine I'm recommending today is the Landmark Grand Detour Pinot Noir. And Landmark was created Chardonnays, white wines. That is what they're known for. Damaris Chardonnay, named after Mary Calhoun's mother. This was what they based their ratings off of. This is what they knew that they had down cold. This is what they were always going to advocate out of the winery. Well, they came across some land and decided that, wow, this would be perfect for Pinot Noir. And so what they did is they took a grand detour, ergo the name of the Pinot Noir. To me, this is it's very extracted. It's a blend of several different vineyards. Landmark is recently known in the press for 5 different vineyards on their Pinot Noir. Grand Detour is their everyday offering. So it's a blend of all these great vineyards put together. But you get a lot of black cherry. You get a tea. You get a little bit of orange peel on these things. They're very, very, very extracted. They're very good and very, very drinkable. So once again, your red wine recommendation for the week, Landmark Grand Detour Pinot Noir. And once again, let's just go through it. It is John Deere, now owned by Fiji Water, who used to make nothing but water, is now making wine at a facility that was sworn to never make anything but white wine, but took a grand detour to make Pinot. See? There we go. This is how we picked this is why we picked our wine recommendations today.
Yeah.
Because nothing fits where it's supposed to. You are not going to find a round peg in a round hole today. It's that time of year.
It is.
We deliberately
late
do
August,
this to ourselves.
Not really even on the calendar, just here.
That is funny.
Early September, you know.
Yeah, when you actually, for those of you, if you tried to print out late August and early September calendars to put them all together, if you want to completely get August, you have to get September because it just drops 3 days. They just randomly disappear. I was hoping that just kind of meant that we all got to disappear and take those 3 days as vacation. So since we are feeling a little bit odd today, we are going to do nothing but take your emails. We're going to take your calls and try and get caught up so that all the great emails I have received that don't really fall into a classification or didn't fall into one of my themes, we get all the questions and calls answered. For those of you who haven't called us yet, 877-4CRUSH-1 or email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. We're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we will definitely get your concerns aired.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Is the IRS knocking on your door for back taxes? Are you being threatened with bank levies or wage garnishments? Let us negotiate with the IRS for you. It's a lot easier. We deal with the IRS every day, so you don't have to. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, or you haven't filed in a while, pick up your cell phone and call now for free information. We have experts standing by right now who know the tax codes and know the secrets to settle your back taxes for less, if you qualify. We'll explain to you how we may be able to settle your taxes for less than what you currently owe. So call today for your free evaluation. Remember our motto. If you can't pay your back taxes, call now. See if you can pay less. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Alpha Tax now for free advice on how you can pay less.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "because I said so," or "don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are cleaning up odds and ends around the studio and putting some random emails and some random phone calls together. And I should have opened with this at the beginning of the show, but I really think that the beer companies help to lead us to be confused this time of year. I honestly and truly do, because it's barely September. It's August. And I actually did a beer versus wine dinner about 4 days ago. And I always enjoy these events because it's always fascinating with all the great craft beers that are coming out in the United States. There's just so much to choose from. There's so many different delectable types. Things that we thought were long, long lost and forgotten definitely are coming to the forefront. And it's the strange craft beers that are driving the movement right now. So, of course, the next logical progression, since beer apparently is not just for kicking back and watching SEC football, is to start pairing beer with food. So people have enjoyed pairing the beer and food together, and in doing so, they realize that, hey, it's kind of like a wine dinner. This is cool. We aren't doing a wine dinner. We're doing a beer dinner. And they actually got the idea that let's start having the competitions, beer dinners versus wine dinners. In fact, we had a guest talk about that once on the show. So I went, and I was moderating, and I was a cheerleader for wine. But I think what really got me off my game, I've done probably 1,000 wine dinners in my life, is I looked over at the wine or looked over at the beer selections, and there sat 3 Oktoberfest. Now, look, I know all of you beer lovers out there are saying, of course, this is the time of year where they're going to come out. But it was 108 degrees outside. We were doing this event on a patio. We were literally melting and looking for people to pay to come fan us with random palm fronds to get through this. And we're supposed to be talking about an Oktoberfest. So this is where I think my odd set of days and weeks has come about, is trying to think about October before we even get to September. Hmm. Kent, you're staring at me like I have four heads.
No, I'm just sorry. I feel sorry for you today.
Why do you feel sorry for me?
Because you're just lost. You're lost in the calendar today.
I stay that way. Well, it's just people are hell-bent on confusing me. There's no two ways around it. So having done all this lead up, this is the perfect email question. This question is from Sherry in Delaware. And Sherry writes, with fall approaching, should I be switching to reds? And if so, what varietals are you recommending? I figure as long as we're going to commit to talking about Oktoberfest, we're going to face the fact that fall is here, even though it's 108 degrees, we might as well talk about switching wines. Sure. Sherry, my first comment to you is, even though I do tend to lean more towards lighter style whites and lighter style reds, drink what you like all the time. If you're a Cabernet drinker and you just want to sit back with it's 108 degrees outside and put ice cubes in your silver oak, more power to you. But if you're going to be very fashionista and very fashion conscious and decide that you want to try things based on seasonality, then yes, now is the time you need to start wandering your wine shops and your mega marts and looking for red wine.
No.
What do you mean no?
I liked your first answer.
What? Well, I could just say no and move on, but
drink
I do try.
What you like? Why does there have to be a time of the year that you start shopping for reds?
Well, just like apparently there's a time of the year where you have to drink Oktoberfest, and Summerfest is dead and gone by the time you get to 4th of July. It's just there's no way around it. They're going to make us seasonal.
Yeah.
They even have a disease for it now, seasonal affective disorder. So
do you start moving to reds in the fall?
No.
See?
I don't even drink reds really in January. I'm drinking my Chardonnays. But we all have different times. We all have different moods. What does it say? To every day there is a season. There's a season for everything under the sun. And yes, so some people are getting into reds. Actually, what's interesting, and I'll go ahead and point this out, that yes, wine is, can be, should, all across the board, seasonal for people who are foodies. For people who really dictate their life about pairing food and wine together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that I am a wine drinker who, if food is offered, I will take some. So that's how it kind of balances out for me. But things do change up. There is a seasonality based on what's coming out of the ground right now. What kind of vegetables are out? What kind of greens are out? You know, we're past the tomato season. We're getting past the watermelon season. We're getting past all the big fruit seasons, except for all of you out there in California who have strawberries year-round. The rest of us are watching our gardens pretty much dry up. So we start getting towards where we're going to have canned vegetables. We're going to have more things that tend to be a little bit more bitter, have a little bit more powerful flavors. We're losing the sweetness and the delicateness of summer fruits and going into some of the heavier ones. And a lot of times that is truly indicative of changing your wines. So see, there, I'm defending Sherry. She has a point.
All right.
When we're looking this time of year for red wines, I'm still not ready to full bore jump into that big glass of Reserve Cabernet, at least not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So things I would start looking for right now, Sherry, Argentinian Malbecs, they're a lifelong favorite, and they're a good balance between the flavor profiles in them. You have the green peppers, you do have a little bit of fruit, but you do get some mushroom and herbaceousness that will help carry you through. This is also a great time of year to start looking to Southern Rhone. Yes, I know, I haven't beat up the French in a while, but I do like the Rhone wines. So let's talk about the Syrahs that are coming from there, Grenaches, the Mourvèdres, the blends that come out. This is perfect time of year because everyone's also getting excited about getting back outside, to getting back to their grills, to get back to sausages, to veal, to some of the more delicate meats or things that take a little bit more time that we haven't necessarily spent the time in the summer. Let's face facts, in the summertime, you can throw a beer can, chicken, a slab of ribs or something on there that you can sit and drink and ignore. This time of year, we tend to be a little bit more focused on what we're doing with our menus. But the Syrahs and, of course, the stuff that's coming from Southern Rhone, great time of year to be experimenting with them. Something else, I've talked about them all year long. I told you this would be the year of the Merlot. This is the time of year. Step back, stop, reconsider. If you haven't taken my advice at this point, definitely go to your shelf. Find something from Washington State. Find something coming out of California. Find some Chilean Merlots. There's some great blackberry. There's some great bell pepper. There's some great flavors coming out of those Merlots right now that I think will blow your socks off. So, Sherry, those are the ones I would check out. Yes, check your reds out. Pair them well with what vegetables you can find in the farmer market. And stay off the beaten path. Stay with your Merlot, stay with your Syrah, and stay with a little Malbec. It'll make your fall a little bit more interesting. We're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, more of your calls, your emails, and let's see what I can do to answer them in a halfway intelligent semblance.
Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Timing and its focus is what ruins and it dopes us. Reality ain't the same if you don't play the game.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Today we are having an odd sort of show and bantering odd ideas and odds and ends around. And I think we're doing a fairly good job of that so far, at least of the being odd part. So as a testimony to being odd, I have found an article that really, really does excite me and just brings all kind of questions to the forefront, as I'm sure it will you. All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Car that runs on wine and cheese showcased at Eco Rally.
It runs on wine and cheese?
Yes. It's an experimental car called the Lotus Exige, E-X-I-G-E, Exige, Exige.
I would say Exige.
Exige 270E Tri-Fuel. If this ever catch on, it's going to be running on Chardonnay or Pinot Noir. Actually, it just is kind of a joke. Ultimately, what it's running on, it's running over wines that have not been processed, the wines that have been kind of like the mark that we use to make cognac. It is the end result, kind of a Nutri-Grain fruit spirit. It is the leftover fermented beverage. It can also run on whey. So it can run whey? On wine and whey.
Interesting.
Kind of like little in that Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey.
And so in other words, in the few, yes.
Okay, just checking.
And along came a spider.
Yes,
and
yes.
So in other words, instead of making deals with Arab nations in the future, we'll be making deals with California winemakers.
Exactly. The French have plenty of plonk over there that they could probably fund. Who knows? It might make them a superpower again. But ultimately, yes, the specialized Exige is capable of running on an ethanol fuel made from wine that isn't up to drinking grade, or whey, which is a byproduct of the cheese or chocolate making process.
Whoa.
Outstanding. So that would certainly be one of the most interesting biofuels out there.
I would think so, too.
You could get tanked up either way. If you got pulled over, you could say, no, officer, I haven't been drinking. I was just filling up
my
car.
My car has.
Yes, my car has. I mean, that gives a whole new concept to the idea of designated driver. Is the car drunk? If you ran out of gas, could you pour your leftover wine into the gas tank to actually make it run?
Well, there you go. All kinds of possibilities here.
There are. You look at something like that, and you think, I could really get into this. And, of course, it interests me. I, of course, see the uses and see the leftover wine and see leftover grape juice. And we talked about that earlier about these big, big harvests. But where do you get leftover whey?
Yeah, I know.
When you think of a cheese product, you actually think alcohol can at least be set on fire.
Yeah.
We have proven that time and time again. But you don't think about whey actually igniting. And if there's a byproduct of the, was it chocolate liqueur?
Yeah.
I guess, I honestly, I don't know. I know there's a liquor involved in chocolate when you get toward the end process. So I imagine that would have to be flammable.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. But the fact it's a Lotus, and if it's truly a Lotus automobile, it's going to be a sexy car. It would have to be sexy to run on wine, cheese, and chocolate.
Well, sure.
And let's face facts. It is designed for what category of buyer, Kent? It's a sexy car that runs on wine, cheese, and chocolate.
What category of buyer?
Yes.
Carolina fans. No, I have no idea.
Female.
Female. Oh, yes, of course.
Women run. My God.
You said wine and cheese. I just thought University of Tar Heels.
Yes.
Carolina. That's they're the wine and cheesers.
Wine with an H. That's neither here nor there.
I'll let you take that up with them.
That's fine. Bring it on. If it ain't SEC, I'm not particularly interested. All right. We are really having an odd day around here, so bear with us as we get through this. But I thought you would find that pretty much interesting, a car that can run on wine.
I think that's fascinating. I mean, I think biofuels are worth looking into, and wine? Wow.
Well, you have to think about it. Even now, though, it would still be more costly per gallon. But it does make me wonder if you're driving a Mercedes or a BMW, do you pull up the Farniente pump? But if you're driving a Toyota, you're driving a Kia, you're driving Chevy Corolla, yeah. Do you pull up to the Franzia pump?
Yeah, what would you describe as some of your more high-octane wines?
High-octane?
High-octane, you know, the punch, the ones with the real punch.
Red Zinfandel, without a doubt. Cabernets can get up to 14, 15. Syrahs can get way up there. They can get 14, 15, 16%, but probably Zinfandel. Zinfandel and Barolo can both come in 16, 17, 18%. Hmm. Now, I wonder if that makes a difference. I wonder if there's going to be a set standard that all wine produced for this has to be a set percentage of alcohol. And if they're going to do a wine, it seems like it would be cheaper to do it with potatoes. I mean, I'm just being honest here. If we're going to get off on tangent and talk about the fact a car that can run on alcohol, grapes are not inexpensive. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
That's
grapes
true.
Are expensive. When you start breaking this down per liter, per gallon, however you want to look at it, right now, if you had a car that ran on wine, it'd be as expensive, if not more, to put wine in it than gas.
Well, yes.
However, vodka, something along those lines, something that's made from potato, even though it's the greatest consumed alcoholic beverage on the planet, it also tends to lead toward a cheaper side. Same thing with gin as well. Mm-hmm. So if we can run off wine, why don't we run off something like potatoes and save the grapes for the good stuff.
I did not know that vodka was the most consumed.
Yes,
on
it
the
is.
Planet. Is it really?
This actually came from another family reunion, great knockdown, drag out argument, because even though I have spent 25 years in the alcohol business, my family has been drinking it for 60 and probably know much more about alcohol than I do. So when the topic came up around the table about the most consumed beverage, as I will say, I was the only one sitting there drinking wine, and there was scotch and bourbon and whiskey and rye and you name it, it was on the table before it was all said and done. An argument came out that, well, everybody in the world, bourbon must be the most consumed beverage. I'm like, no, not even close. It's vodka. And then my mother looked over at me and said, absolutely not. It's going to be scotch. And I said, well, actually, y'all, if you really stop back and think, I'll say again, it's going to be vodka and wine's probably right behind it. And of course, I was just the black sheep of the family. I couldn't have been born from this bunch that I could be this wrong and recommend some things so badly. Now, the good news is, in this day and age, it used to be that in arguments like this that would ensue, that we'd all have to go 15, 16 days, go to libraries and try and find the answer and argue about it.
Yeah.
No, in the day of Google, we can find answers instantaneously.
They pop out of thin air.
Yes. So I, of course, popped out of thin air, showed it to them that, yes, vodka was the number one consumed alcoholic beverage, and they told me I had a bad website.
Yeah.
So you can tell how that
went.
Well,
that's what I would ask you, too. What's your source?
Oh, exactly. You know, I could have gone down 16 Google blog sites,
sure,
anything, and they all would have said vodka, number one beverage, and I still would have been wrong.
Figures lie and liars figure. There it is.
Oh, there we go. There's Kent's commentary for the day. All right. As long as we're getting off track, I'll get way off track. We have an email from... Well, I have to be honest. I have no idea who this email's from because all I have are the emails now. I don't have taglines anymore. So we're just setting all kind of records today. What does the term bottle shock mean, and is the wine ruined? Well, we can tell that this is a new listener because they weren't listening to us about 3 years ago when the movie The Bottle Shock came out and we beat this horse to death. It's very easy. Bottle shock is the shock you get when you pay for it, when you check out at the grocery store. No, that's probably not an appreciated answer either. Bottle shock is actually something that can occur to cases of wine, bottles individually. It happens when they're shipping. bottle shock literally, I want you to think about this. Say you took a bottle of Diet Coke and you took the bottle of Diet Coke and you put it in heat and you let it jiggle around and you shaked it and you moved the case back and forth. What happens when you open that Diet Coke, Kent?
Well, if you shake it up and everything, it's going to either explode or be very flat.
Yes, one way or the other. So it would be safe to say that bottle shocked. Now, of course, you're not going to get that same kind of reaction for a bottle of wine, but let's face facts. When you have liquid in a bottle and it travels, it's going to move. And the more it moves, the more that your individual esters, your individual bonds can break. I'm not saying the wine will never recreate. I'm not saying it's bad. Just like anybody else, wine can get jet lag. Wine can get motion sickness. Wine, just like humans, because it's a living, breathing thing, can feel the same things we do. And because of that, a lot of times you'll find your big wholesalers, a lot of your retailers, if wines are just released, that they'll let them sit for a while before they put them on the shelves. They'll put them in cooling stacks. They'll put them in fine wine rooms and just give them time to reintegrate themselves to each other. I mean, let's face facts, traveling is not easy on anybody. Whether you're flying, you're riding, you're in a car, it makes no difference. So that is bottle shock. Yes, it does happen. Yes, you can taste it. Is it counted as a fault? No, it's not truly a fault. It's just one of those things that after a while you come to realize that this wine isn't all it should be. You feel like there's gaping holes in it. You feel it's kind of like a grid pattern that's lost some of its squares. That's what bottle shock generally can reflect. As far as the wine being ruined, no, the wine's not ruined. Once you've opened it, I can't say it's going to be a stellar bottle all the way through, but if you have a bottle of wine that you know has seen some transport, that you know have seen some vibration, has seen some light, has seen some shaking, it's best to let it hang out in the wine cellar, or in my case, the dairy crate, for at least 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to take a quick break right here, and when we return, we will have more of inane emails and even inaner answers.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to
to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
La la quoi, the sweet and heady.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Thank you at this point for still listening. Yeah. And I have to admit, we are having a rough day around the studio. Someone call and save us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Kent, that had to be from a listener. Where did that come from?
It's called Lilac Wine, but I don't know. The guy sounded like so mellow that I'm assuming that he's had several bottles.
Several bottles of something, that's for sure.
Lilac wine.
You're supposed to be engaging. We're supposed to be out of this odd mood. You were feeling sorry for me, and what I have drug you down to the dregs of the odd mood right there with me. All right. Thank you, loyal listeners, for continuing to listen to today's show. I can't say that I would have at this point. However, let's be brave. Supposedly, we have Miss Carrie from California on the wine line. This ought to be an adventure. Carrie, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Yes, this is Carrie from California, and I was wondering, how can you tell if a wine will age well?
For our listeners in the booth, it sounded like her name was Terry, not Carrie. We are just on the ball all the way across the board. Well, Terry, as far as a wine going to age well, this is something we have covered a couple times here in the Crush, but it's always good to reiterate, especially since we have people looking to buy red wines because it's fall. Generally, I hate doing this. I always hate doing this. It's a price consideration, Terry. Very straightforward. That's what it comes down to. Wine of certain stature is meant to age. Wine of other statures are not. I use the golden rule. If you pay less than $15 for a bottle of wine, it needs to be enjoyed right now. I have friends that say if you pay less than $40 for a bottle of wine, it needs to be enjoyed just now. But price can't be your only factor. That's why I'm starting with that, and I'll move on to varietals and ideas. Cabernet. Cabernet is something that can age. Cabernet can take time well. But you have to consider what you paid for it, where you got it, and what condition it was in when you bought it. Cabernet, Zinfandel, Merlot, Syrah, pretty much all of your red wines will age. When you start thinking about Pinot Noir, I've got an argument with people saying, oh, Pinot Noir can't age, it's delicate. And you hate to point out the same people, what do you think Burgundy is made out of? Do you think it's just made out of the little Burgundy grape that runs around the French countryside saying, oui, oui, oui? No, it's not. It's Pinot Noir. It's designed to work like that and to keep like that. But ultimately, find a good wine shop that you trust. Find someone you believe in. They can help you if you're looking to start a cellar. Because just off the cuff, if you're to walk down the aisle of your local Megamart and sit back and say, okay, what's going to keep, what's not going to keep, if you don't have a firm background on what you like and what you tend to buy, you're not going to know what to age. But Terry, I want to ask you a question since we've kind of answered that question on the show in the past. Here is the question I'd love to ask back to you. Why do you want to age a bottle of wine? I've asked this several times when I do forums, when I do events. Why? Why keep it? And the answers I get always surprise me. You have some people that say because wine is an investment. And I think, well, the way the stock market has played lately, I can see where you might want to get into your assets all liquid one way or the other. But this is probably not the best way to get your money back out of the market. So then I'll ask people, why do you want to age wine? Well, so I can have wines for dinners and do these big events. Well, there's a grocery store right down the street. You can go get your wines there. It is very, very rare that I find someone who will tell me that they want to age wine to see how it changes. And ultimately, that's really the only reason to age wine. That's the only reason to keep it, is so that you can see the differences. You can see how it morphs. You can see how it changes. So if you're buying wine to age, two pieces of advice. One, like the wine to begin with. Don't try and wait for it and say it'll come around, it'll grow on you, it'll change. Because if you didn't like it to begin with, chances are you aren't going to like it with several years of age on it. Think of the age-old thing. Ask Kent. Kent thought he didn't like me 4 years ago. Now that I'm getting more hard-headed and more stubborn, ask him how he feels about it now. So if you don't like it from the outset, you're not going to like it with time on it. But number two, know what you're going to expect in the sense that buy at least a case of it. Or if you can't afford a case, at least get 6 bottles. Because if you're truly going to try and age wine for the sake of seeing it change and morph, it changes all through its lifetime. So a bottle of 1999 Lawson Cabernet is going to taste different in 2000. It's going to taste different in 2001. It will taste different in 2003. It'll taste different in 2005. This is just going to be your natural progression on it. There's no way around it. Wine can be exceptional. Wine can be overaged. It can be underaged. Wine can be dumb. Wine can be talkative. It goes through all those stages when it's going through its aging period. And here is the last piece of advice I can give you if you're going to age wine. If you have wines that you've held on to, let's say 5-6 years, and even though you truly do enjoy them, you pull the cork on that bottle and you think, my God, that is the best bottle of wine I've ever had. I absolutely love it. My advice to you is to go ahead and drink the remaining 5 bottles right then. Because if you find that pinnacle, when you've saved that case, when you put things down to age, when you put things down to reserve them, and you find that moment that you know is exceptional, take advantage of it, drink it then, because after all, wine's like everything else, it does have a peak. It does not endlessly get better with age. At some point, it will start to decline. We're going to take a quick break here on The Crush, but when we return, more of your calls, more of your emails, and having a little more fun with this odd time of year.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-yah!
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Well, if you get a nickel, I'll get a dime. We'll all go out and we'll buy some wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, drinking wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Although after today's show, I'm not entirely sure if I want to truly admit that. Yes, we have had a very odd show today, but I think it's been kind of fun. It just clears the decks and clears the palate for the great season we have upcoming. We even managed to get Kent in the spirit of at least cleaning up a whole bunch of listener calls so that we don't have to ever hear those things again. Right, Kent?
Oh, we'll hear lots more.
No, not those.
Call us now. Call us
yes.
now.
No, listener calls, yes. That bad music, no. Seriously, though, we would love to hear from you as we start planning the great next bit of crushes we are going to do, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me directly at lauralawson.com. This is what we wanted to do today. Believe it or not, this show was by design. It was to at least get us ready for a jumping off point and to get the summer behind us so that we can look ahead to the great things that are coming in the fall. But I do want to caution everybody out there. This is the time of year. These are these 2 weeks where you need to take a pause, to stop, take a beat, and enjoy. The last of the farmers markets are out there. Go get your vegetables. Go get the melons. Go get all the great things that made summer special because they're going to be gone 2 weeks tops. All those great summer wines that you found in the past heat and everything you've gone through this summer, this is the time. Go grab one more bottle. Grab it, taste it, enjoy it. Remember what it tasted like. And cherish these last few minutes of summer. Because believe me when I tell you, as we get through this week, Christmas is on us. There are no two ways about it. It is that time of year that we're going to take this deep breath. We're going to wish for fall. We're going to hurry up. We're going to grab our first Oktoberfest. And the next thing you know, we'll be putting up the Christmas tree. So these are the times where you need to take stock. Find the wines that you like this summer, find the foods you like this summer, and use these next 2 weeks to say goodbye to them and look forward to seeing them next year. Because after all, it is finally fall, and we are moving into a whole different season, not only with our foods, but with our wines and with our crush. I hope you've had as much fun today having our odds and ends kind of show. But as always, here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.